Now the fourth point is that every day we can feel so many things which happen according to our wish. There are so many things which happen according to our wish. So if it happens, we should say Alhamdulillah. Why? Because it happened to our wish. For example, we got up early in the morning for Fajr, Alhamdulillah. We made our breakfast at time, Alhamdulillah. Children went to school on time, Alhamdulillah. We came to our office on time, Alhamdulillah. We covered the distance safely, Alhamdulillah. Our wife, she was loving towards us during the day, Alhamdulillah. We wanted to do something and we did it, Alhamdulillah. So all those things which we do according to our own ambitions, so it is important for us to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. We forget it. So there is a mistake. So whatever thing we do according to our own wishes, we should be grateful to Allah. We should say Alhamdulillah. We should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if Allah wills, so He can do something other. If we want to get up for Fajr, we sleep. Then our children refuse to go to school. Then our wife does not listen to our order. Then we want to go to the business, but there is loss in the business. Then so many things can happen differently. But if they are happening according to our wishes, it means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kind on us and He is setting all the things according to our wishes. So we should thank to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the verse of Quran, anishkur li, that you should make shukr of me. So any bounty which we get in our life, we should make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not given us these bounties, we could not get it. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not given us eyesight, could we get it? Has not given us the power to listen, could we get it? Has not given us the power to speak, we could not get it. If there was no hair on the head by birth, how could we get it? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not given us the wealth, we would have been a beggar. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not given us the respect in this life, we would have been publicly insulted. If Allah has not given us health, we would have been sick. If Allah has not given us children, we would have no child. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us all these bounties, so we are duty bound that we should make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who blessed us with these bounties. In Quran, Azim al-Shan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشُّكُورِ, that those persons who make shukr to me, they are very few. It means that most of us do not make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشُّكُورِ, and there are few people who make shukr to me. So we should try to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Now I am going to give an example. Suppose if there is one engineer and he wants to go for a job. So if he will go there and he will appear for an interview and he will not be selected, then he will come back. So the father asks him, what happened? He will say, they did not select me. It is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because they did not select him, So what he is saying, it is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if he went for interview and they selected him, now he will never say it's the will of Allah. When he will come, he will say, oh, he asked this, I answered this. He asked me this question, I answered this question. No, he will say, I. What is I? Why you are not saying it was the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So it is our nafs. When we have failure, we just say it is wish of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when there is success, we attribute to ourselves. We did this. This is against shirk. He should have said, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was kind to me and he gave me the job. So by nature, we don't make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a law which has been described in Quran, and that is la in shakartum la azidannakum. That if you will make shukr to me for my bounties, then I will increase my bounties. So the person who makes shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases the bounty. Allahu Akbar. And if you don't make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah can take the bounties back. Now I am going to tell one story. There was a businessman who was very rich. He made a very beautiful house like palace. And then he got married with a very beautiful woman. So one day he was sitting with his wife and eating food. Some beggar came at the door and he said, please give me something on the name of Allah. Now the wife, she was pious, very beautiful as well as pious. So she had the habit that if any beggar comes on the door, I will not say no to him. I will give something to him. So because she had the habit of giving to the beggars, so then she asked the husband, can I give one bread or half a bread to this beggar? He did not like it. Why he came to disturb me? But because the wife wanted, he said, okay, go and give it. So she took a piece of bread and she went at the door to give it to the beggar. Now it takes time to go and to come. It took few minutes. So in these few minutes, the husband, he got angry. Then she came back. You spent so much time. These beggars are not good people. They are this. So he started cursing them. So when he cursed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not like it. That you are humiliating a person who is poor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not like it. And then Allah changed his decision. Now, the day started changing. He went to his business, made a decision, big loss. Instead of profit, now he started getting loss, until he had lot of debt on his head. So people wanted, give us our debt. So he had no way to sell his house. So he said, okay, I am going to sell my house. So he sold his house. So after some time, he said, okay, I cannot support my wife because I have nothing in my hand. So he divorced the wife. No house, no wife. Okay. Now this woman who was divorced, she went back to her parents. She stayed there for 2-3 years. After 2-3 years, another good proposal came for her, that someone wanted to marry her and he was a businessman. So the parent, they liked it. She also liked it. And she was married again. So when she married again, so she found it was the same big house where she lived before. And this person, he also had the same house. So she was surprised, maybe he is a rich man, he might have bought it from my husband. She kept quiet. She stayed with her husband. After a few days, one day, she was taking food with her husband, and then some beggar came at the door. And he said, give me something in the name of Allah. Because she had the habit of giving to the beggars, she could not say no. So she asked the husband, can I give a piece of bread to this beggar? He said, okay, well and good. Take it and give it to him. So then she went and she opened the door. She looked at the person who was begging. Oh, he was his previous husband. So she shouted, oh, you are here. So then husband, he listened. He came running. What happened to you? She was sweating. She was fearful, scared. She said, oh, on my door, my previous husband has come and he is begging. Oh, then his new husband, he said, okay, don't worry, come on. So he brought her to the room and gave her something to drink. She felt relaxed. Then he told, okay, can you remember my face? She said, your face? You are my husband? She said, yes. There was one time when I was a beggar, I came on your door to beg and you gave me a piece of bread. Subhanallah. One day, he was a beggar, he came to beg. And this person, he had bounty. But because he made takabbur, Allah made him beggar to stand on the same house on the door, and Allah gave his wife to this beggar and he became a beggar. Allah. So if we do not make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah can put us on the other side of the table. Now we give to the people. And if Allah will put us on the other side of the table, we will beg from the people. So we should try to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, how many bounties you have given to us, we do not deserve. So we are grateful to you. Alhamdulillah. This is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that for deen, look at the life of people who are above you. And for dunya, look at the life of people who are below you. It's a very beautiful rule. Why? Because if you will look at the life of the people in deen who is above you, then you will say, oh, I just make namaz, he makes tahajjud. I make 100 times istighfar, he makes 500 times. I just make 100 times durood sharif, he makes 500 times durood sharif. Oh, he follows the sunnah more than me. Oh, he is worshipping in the day, in the night. So if we will look at those people who are above us in deen, so we would like to become more good in our deen, because they will be, the example will be better than us. And then if dunya, we should just look at those people who are below us. So then we will say, oh, he does not have a house, I have a house, alhamdulillah. He does not have a conveyance, I have conveyance, alhamdulillah. He does not have a job, I have a job, alhamdulillah. He does not have children, I have children, alhamdulillah. He is sick, I am healthy, alhamdulillah. He has no money, and Allah has given me a lot of money, alhamdulillah. So when we will say to those people who are below us, then we will feel to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, what shaitan does? Shaitan changes the direction. So in deen, we look at people who are below us. So, he is not praying any namaz. I pray 2 namaz. I'm better. Oh, this person, he is drinking. I'm not. I'm better. So we look at those people who are below us. So we are contented. Okay, whatever we are doing, it's sufficient.
And for dunya, we look at those people who are above us. Oh, I walk by foot.
He has a cycle.
I have a cycle, he has motorcycle. I have motorcycle, he has a car. I have a car, he has four-wheel drive. I have a small house, he has a big house. I have this business, he has big business. So for dunya, we look at the people who is above us. Then we say, oh Allah, you have not given us enough. So we don't make sure to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is shaitan who changes the direction. So we should try to set the direction according to the sunnah, according to the hadith of Rasulullah SAW. For deen, look to those people who are above you. For dunya, look at the people who are below you. Then you will make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One person, he had no shoes. So he walked to the masjid. And it was hot. So his feet, they were burning. So he went inside the masjid. He made his namaz. And then he said, oh Allah, I have come to your house to make prayer. And you have not given me even shoes. So he had complained in his heart. So when he came back, he was going back to his home, then he saw a person who had no legs. And he was handicapped and he was walking by sticks. So when he looked at him, he thought, oh, Allah, you have given me feet, but this person does not even have feet. So you blessed me with feet. Allah, I make shukr to you. So I was complaining, I don't have shoes. Look at this, he does not have even legs. So it means that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, we should make shukr on this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase these bounties, will not take them back. And now the last point about shukr, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told in Quran, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. It will make shukr to subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will increase His bounties on you, will give you more bounties, more ni'mah. So there was one awliya, one of the awliya, and he had in his mind that, oh Allah, I want your ni'mah in the hereafter, not in this dunya. Because the more I will get in this dunya, maybe I am deprived from the hereafter. So please don't give me here, give me in the hereafter. So, but he had more ni'mah. Then he made dua. I don't want it. He had more. Allah, I don't want it. He get more. More, more. And he was surprised. I am making dua, Allah, I don't need it. And he is giving me more, more, more. So one day, he said to Allah, when I am making dua, don't give it to me in dunya, give it me in the hereafter. So why you are giving it to me? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him that because there is a rule, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you will make shukr of my ni'mat, I will increase my ni'mat. So you make shukr of my ni'mat, I will go on increasing. So you don't stop making shukr, how I can stop giving it to you? Allahu Akbar Kareem. So we learn this point that anything which happens according to our wish, we should make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second point, there are so many things which happen against our wish. So if it is like that, then we should make sabr. Like we get the bounties, we make shukr. The other side is that if we don't get it, what we should make? We should make sabr on that. Keep patient on that. Now everything in this world happens according to the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent some bad circumstances for us, sickness to us, then we should make sabr because we should obey. We should not criticize. Now what happens? People start criticizing. Why? 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 When you got bounty, you had to make shukr. If you do not get it, don't criticize. Now you should make sabr because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you. Do you make sabr or not? Good circumstances or bad circumstances, they all are written in our taqdeer. And they are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a test for us. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives something and then he feels whether he makes shukr or not. And something he does not give something, deprive something. And he wants to know whether he makes sabr or not. So sabr and shukr both are the tests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we are in this condition, we should make shukr. If we are in this condition, we should make sabr. Because for sabr, it has been mentioned in Quran, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the person who keeps patience the reward which is beyond our imagination. There was a big alim, but he was a qari of Quran, lover of Quran, and his voice was very beautiful. Subhanallah. So one woman, she just listened to the Quran and then she told her parents that, okay, if you want to marry me, so I can marry this person. So they married him. But this person, physically, appearance, was not at all beautiful. He was very ugly by birth. But the wife, she was very beautiful. Now look at this, just day and night difference. Wife like the bright day and the husband like the dark night. And bad appearance, and even no one wanted to look at his face. He was so ugly. So this wife, she stayed with him and she made khidmat and she was a good, faithful wife, loving wife. So one day, she took bath and she came out and then she was combing the hair in front of mirror. So the husband, he came, he looked at her and he smiled. So she looked at the husband who was smiling. She said, "You are also going to paradise and I am also going to paradise. You are also going to paradise and I will also go to paradise." He said, "Oh, you know." He said, "Because you look at me and you make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the person who makes shukr will go to paradise. And when I look to your face, I make sabr." So the person who makes sabr, he will also go to the paradise. If we see our life, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with so many bounties that we have no big problem in our life. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. If you look at the life of the people, they have many problems. Allah. It has been mentioned in Hadith that one woman, she came to make tawaf. She was making tawaf and she was saying, "Oh Allah, I am still happy with you. I am still happy with you. Allah, I am still happy with you." So someone asked her, "Why you are saying in tawaf, Allah, I am still happy with you?" So she replied that, "I am the mother of three sons. So one day I was at home and I was cooking food. I saw that two of my sons, they were playing in the room. Suddenly there was noise. So I came running to them. So then I found, oh, the elder one, he slaughtered the middle one." Actually, there was a knife. And few days ago, my husband, he got a goat. And he slaughtered the goat. And the elder son saw him. Oh, he is slaughtering. So when he looked at him, so then he looked at the knife and he told his brother, "You know, our dad, he slaughtered the goat like this." He said, "Okay. Oh,
should I tell you how he slaughtered? And they were innocent, because they were small. He said, okay, show me. He said, okay, lay down. So the middle one laid down. He took the knife, and he never knew that the knife is so sharp. He had no idea at all. So then he just put the knife on the throat and he cut the windpipe. And when the windpipe was cut, no, he started moving and breathing was difficult for him. So when she went, till that time, the child died. Because windpipe was cut. Okay. She said that, I took my dead body of my middle child and I brought and I put it on the bed in the courtyard. Now I found my elder son, he escaped. I wanted to see her, where he had gone. So I was just searching my son, where he escaped, where he hid. Then I found him that there was heap of woods in our house are burning in the fire. So he hid himself behind that. He escaped behind. So when I went, there was a snake. And snake was venomous. So the snake had a bite and my elder son also died. So I took the dead body of my elder son and placed it on the bed with the other son. Then I thought, my younger son, who was crawling, baby, he was nearby me when I was cooking food. So when I came back to see my baby, he went into the fire. And he also died. So I kept three dead bodies of my three sons at one time in one day. Then I washed their bodies, gave them kafan, and then I told my husband, take them and bury them. So three sons, they died in one day. So when my husband took them to the graveyard and buried them, I made niyat to come for Umrah. So I am making Umrah, making Tawaf, and I am saying, oh Allah, I am still happy with you. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Can we imagine a mother who has this mishap in her life, but still she has so much sabr that she is making tawaf and she is saying, oh Allah, I am still happy with you. I'm still happy. So these are the person who will get lot of ajr on the day of judgment by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has been mentioned in hadith that on the day of judgment, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will enter into the paradise, there will be a woman who will be following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam very close by. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be surprised. Oh, the people who are behind me, one of them is woman. So then he will ask the angels, who is this woman who is so close to me, wants to enter into the paradise? Then the angel will tell him that she was a mom of 12 children. All of them, they died in the childhood. So when any child used to die, she used to make sabr. She used to make sabr. So because she made a lot of sabr in this dunya, so she has been given the reward that now she is entering into the paradise just behind you. One point. Sometimes these bad circumstances, they may come due to our own dua. Important point. Sometimes these calamities, they come maybe due to our dua. Oh, no one makes dua, oh Allah, give me calamities, bad circumstances. Yes, the reason is, you made dua, oh Allah, give me shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of judgment. Now Allah accepted the dua. But our actions are not so good that we get the shafa'at. So how we will get? Then Allah sends some sickness, sends some sadness, sends some calamity. If we make sabr, so Allah makes this sabr a reason
for us to get the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if we make sabr, then Allah will compensate it much more than our imagination. So whatever calamity we get in this world, we are given ajar on that. So that's why we should make sabr, because we will get the ajar on that. Subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compensates it. So, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compensates it, I will tell one story, and then I will switch to the next topic. There was one pious lady, her husband was also very pious, a big villain. She had ambition in her heart, I want to see Rasulullah sallam in my dream. I want to make a ziyarat of Rasulullah sallam. So for that she used to recite Durud Sharif, she used to make Salatul Hajat, she used to make lot of dua, but she never saw Rasulullah some entry. So one day she talked to her husband and said, I am making lot of ibadat, lot of dua, and I wish to see Rasulullah sallam in my dream, but I could not. So if you know some amal which I can do, so I will do it to see Rasulullah sallam in my dream. Husband replied, okay, whatever I will say, you will do it. She said, yes. He said, okay, tomorrow is Jummah, and before Jummah you should take bath, and you should take all those clothes which you wore when you were a bride, and all the jewelry, and with good makeup. Wear all the jewelry and the bridal dress and good makeup, and I will come and I will tell you your dua is accepted. So she was innocent. She believed it. Age was 75. The 75 years old lady, she is asked by the husband to become a bride. So next day she took bath and missing few teeth, but still she put something to clean the teeth, and then she took the bridal dress and all the jewelry and became just like a bride, and makeup and everything. But she was sitting that my husband, he told me to be like this, so I am sitting like this. Now the husband was 80. His age was 80. So when he made his Jummah prayer, he went to the house of the brother of his wife. And he went there and he said, you know, I am 80, and come and see what is the state of your sister. So the brother came with him, and when he came and entered in the house, he found his sister of 75 years old, just like a bride. Glitter and this and... You, in this age? What are you doing? So he was angry. Look at the age of your husband. He is 80 and now you are bride and 15, 17 years old. Oh, she was heartbroken. Because she had lot of anger of the brother. So she was heartbroken. She started crying. And then the brother went. And crying, she slept. But in the sleep, she saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She got up. She was sad on one side and happy on the other side. She was sad on one side. My husband told me to become like this. So why he complained to my brother? So she was sad. But on the other side she was happy. Oh, alhamdulillah, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in my dream. So when the husband came from masjid, so she said, what you did with me? You told me to be like this and you complained to my brother. So the husband, he replied, I know your life. You are a very pious lady. You worship a lot. You make Durud Sharif, you make istighfar, you recite Quran, you make namaz, everything you do. But you had a wish in your heart, you wanted to see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in dream, and you did lot of amal for that, but no result. When you came to me and you said that you wish to see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your dream, so I thought that you will be able to see when you will be heartbroken. Allah will be merciful to you. So I told you to become a bride. And then I complained to your brother, and he came and he insulted you. And when you were heartbroken, Allah was merciful to you. He fulfilled your ambition.
So there is a hadith of Qudsi that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, Ana inda mulka siratil qulub. That the person who is heartbroken, I am in the heart. You will find me in the heart of that person. So when some person is sad and he is grieved and he had lot of problems, Allah says, you will find me in the heart of that person who is heartbroken. So whenever you become heartbroken, make sabr. You will get the reward on that. So now we have discussed 3 points. Number one, we should follow Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in every action of our life. Second, if we get something or something happens according to our wishes, we should make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if something happened against our wishes, we should make sabr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these 3 points are very important, which we discuss today.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله سبحان ربي العظيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم كريما كاهما وتعالي مسكين بندين گناہوں کو معاف فرما خطاؤں سے بچت فرما عیبوں کی فضل خوشی فرما کریما کا اپنی نعمتوں کا شکر ادا کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما میرے مولا ہم بے قدروں کو بھی آپ نے کیا کیا نعمتیں عطا فرمائی ہیں اللہ ہمیں ان نعمتوں کا شکر ادا کرنے کی بھی توفیق عطا فرما دیجیے اللہ ہمیں اپنی نعمتوں سے محروم نہ فرما لینا رب کریم اپنی نعمتوں میں اضافہ فرمانا اور ان کے شکر کی ہمیں توفیق عطا فرما دینا اے اللہ مہربانی کا معاملہ فرما ہماری ان دعاؤں کو قبول فرما پروردگار عالم آنے والے وقت کو گزرے وقت سے بہتر فرما آنے والی زندگی کو گزری زندگی سے سوارا بنا اللہ ہماری ان دعاؤں کو اپنی رحمت سے قبول فرما یہ دوست احباب اتنی دور سے آئے ہیں آپ کو پانے کے لیے آپ کو چاہنے کے لیے میرے مولا ان کا آنا کو فرما دیجیے ان کے دلوں کو اپنی محبت سہر دیجیے ان کے سینوں کو منور سہر دیجیے اللہ جس قبرستان میں رہتے ہیں وہاں پر دین کی ہواؤں کو جاری فرما دیجیے خدمت کی ہواؤں کو چلا دیجیے ہمارے مشائخ کی نسبت کو ان علاقوں میں پھیلا دیجیے ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم وارحمنا انک انت التواب الرحیم صلی اللہ تعالی علی حبیبہ محمد وآلہ واصحابہ اجمعین برحمتک یا